This is a rarity. We got the three of us at home, and KJ's in our studio right now because Christian Jack. Well, KJ's a big shooter, right? And he's obviously a big part of the game tonight with TFC taking on Nashville, and you can hear it on TSN Radio. You can watch it on TSN. So he has a free pass going back and forth, whichever studio he wants to, and he joins us now in our studio. What's going on in there, KJ?
How's it going, guys? I feel like I'm in your house. This is really awkward. I'm in your house, and you're not allowed in here with me. This is really strange. I promise to try and keep the place quiet and tidy a little bit. How about that?
Yeah, do whatever. Right. We haven't been in there in a long time. It doesn't
matter.
And really,
we're not going
so
back there for a long time either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a fun one tonight. Playoffs have kind of crept up on us because we were talking a lot about the supporter shield, and we love that quote from Vanny about a month ago, and then it didn't matter in the end because they kind of fell apart down the stretch. They lost 3 of 4. They got smoked by Philly, who passed them. And what does that mean for what we should be expecting going into the playoffs tonight?
Yeah, I think it showed that obviously without those top players, and they were injured a lot down the stretch, I think physically they were a bit beat up, and I think mentally as well. I mean, here they are, you know, they're playing a home playoff game tonight. I'm not at BMO Field, they're not at BMO Field. We're not talking about a game in Toronto, we're talking about a game in Hartford, Connecticut, and that's where they spent the majority of the season playing home games. So the fact that they played a few games there away from their families, you know, the mental drain on that group, I certainly think and know that it had a bit of a strain on them. Since then, the international break came. They were allowed, because of the government protocols, to have that modified quarantine. So they've been training here, which I think has made a big difference. It's also given them some time, Brian, to get some of those healthy players back, and key players in that, Jonathan Osorio, Richie Larea, the two Canadians, and obviously the big ones, Jozy Altidore and Pablo Piatti, who we expect to see some form tonight, whether it's from the start or not, but we expect them to play, and they were significantly big losses during that stretch where they struggled to score goals.
I know it's just part of the game, KJ, but how brutal is it, this weather? I mean, they were clearing off snow yesterday. Other teams in hot markets, it's like they don't have to deal with that nonsense. Mm. How big of a factor is that, or is it just one of those things you got to suck it up and go out there and do it?
It's a little bit of that, isn't it? I think they do have to suck it up, to be honest with you, Jeff. But I know the one thing I would say is that this TFC team often refers to the weather when things start getting going a little bit. They turn up that stove a little bit in their mind, and it gets hotter, and the energy gets out there, and the intensity for playoff, and that's kind of coupled with so many memories over the last 4 years where the weather has been brutal. So maybe that's a good reference point for them. I think when it gets too far away, and I think of MLS Cups in Toronto, particularly the first one when we're talking about -9, -10, I think it really has a significant detriment on the quality of play. No question about that. Should be okay tonight. We're borderline there, though, aren't we, at this point? But yeah, it's not ideal.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, I think that is going to have my eyes focused on Jozy Altidore tonight, who really has not played a lot of soccer in quite some time and does have a history of playing in the cold, performing in the cold, being a playoff performer in the past, as we know. Subbed in a couple of weeks ago, played about 30 minutes, but as you said, expected to play tonight. But what can we really expect out of him considering you know, he hasn't played a lot all year, the weather, the atmosphere, all that kind of stuff that he might feed off may not be available to him either.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's probably the biggest question amongst many going into tonight. You know, the whether he starts or comes off the bench, I think he's been enormous, an enormous void for TFC. And, you know, he's had a lot of injuries this year. We had another, obviously, issue with his hamstring where he missed a bunch of time. Hasn't really played a consistent amount of minutes for probably 15 months, when you think about that he wasn't even healthy last year in the playoffs, came on near the end of MLS Cup and scored in the final, but wasn't playing in the playoffs at all after being out for 5 weeks then as well. I know that Altidore loves these moments. You know, you guys, Jamie and Jeff, can talk a lot bit more about this than me. There's just something about some athletes in sports that find the big moments, and sometimes those games when they're not that, they are big, but they're not as big, sometimes they find a way to drift out of them. But these big moments, I know this is what he lives for. 8 playoff goals in his last 11 games, and big ones at that, to win MLS Cup, to win the Eastern Conference against Columbus 3 years ago as well. So I think he'll look to try and impose his qualities very quickly. They're playing a Nashville team tonight, guys, that have already played this week. They played in the play-in round, and I think that that comes as a little bit of a weakness for TFC. As the game goes on, I'm sure that they'll get their legs under them, but the intensity and the playoff focus will be right there from the start for tonight from Nashville. No one's given them a chance, and that makes them a dangerous opponent, and TFC will be aware of that.
With Christian Jack, our TSN soccer analyst. Again, TFC taking on Nashville tonight down in Hartford. their first playoff game of the year. MLS Cup playoffs kicking off on TSN, kickoff at 6 p.m. You can hear right here on TSN Radio. Simmons and the Sun came out with a list of the 50 most influential, I guess, sporting figures of the past 50 years. And Tim Leiwicki was high on that list. And for me, this is an obvious answer, and I think the appropriate one. Leiwicki has been the most influential figure, I believe, in TFC history. Because prior to him being here, they were an absolute disaster. An absolute disaster. And when he showed up, they marketed differently. They brought in international talent that was very effective, and they started winning. Would you concur with that, or do you have another name or two that might be higher on your list in terms of the history of TFC?
I completely concur, completely agree. You know, Leiwicki brought that arrogance and swagger to this city at a time when the city started to grow up as well. You know, I've been fortunate to live in this wonderful country, in this great city, for 20 years, and I've seen it change dramatically. You know, when I first came to this country, people would say, what are you moving to Canada for? And it's this, there's this sheepish quietness about that, oh, Canada's nice, but just don't tell people. And then over the last 10 years, that has developed a whole new era, a new generation of young people have come, and, you know, why can't we be great? Toronto versus everybody. The Raptors played a massive part of that. You know, hats with YYZ on the YYZ on the people wearing them, and the pride. And Leiwicki looked at that and said, we are a world-class international city. And why is TFC messing up every week? You know, why are they just, you know, they're practically just not even trying at this point, making mistakes, throwing bad money at bad decisions time and time again. Incompetence off the field leads to incompetence on it, no question about it.
Bingo.
That was the problem for so long. And so, you know, they needed to give them a chance, and then he brought that arrogance. He signed some players that were great, some players that weren't. The culture was set, the difference. And the other thing I would say is I saw the list, and I thought Giovinco at 50 was, I think he should be higher on the list. I think Bezbachenko was higher than him. I would have flipped that. For me, Sebastian Giovinco was the true culture setter. You know, right. This is a guy that, you know, flew home after playing for Italy one night on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday night, flew in that day on a Wednesday to play in that playoff game, to get TFC to their first playoffs, and scored that wonderful goal against the Red Bulls. And suddenly it was like, we couldn't keep DPs away from Europe, and now you've got DPs coming back to make them the priority. So I think Giovinco was absolutely enormous to change this team's culture around.
Yep, great stuff as always. Nashville TFC tonight, 6 p.m. kickoff on TSN. KJ and the boys will be all over it. Enjoy it, and we always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for joining us in our studio.
Always
KJ.
Love it, guys. It's great to be here. We miss you, and hopefully we'll see you in person sometime soon.
You got it, buddy. Yeah. There he is, Christian Jack, our TSN soccer analyst, to get TFC Nashville tonight on TSN and right here on TSN Radio.